This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 17, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The proposed merger of Delta and Northwest Airlines hasn't even landed in the in bin at the Justice Department, but CEOs Richard Anderson and Doug Steenland are plunging ahead confidently. USA Today reports the two old friends have embarked on a massive public relations campaign this week, ignoring for now criticism from lawmakers worried about reduced competition, higher ticket prices, and closings of hubs in their districts. One of those aforementioned lawmakers happens, unfortunately, to be the chairman of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. Minnesota Democrat Representative James Oberstar said Tuesday he'll try to persuade the Justice Department's antitrust division to kill the deal, saying it would crush competition. Apparently not at all shy about using hyperbole, he calls the merger, quote, the worst development in aviation history. The so-called low-fare carriers will not be able to compete, unquote. Oberstar's state includes Northwest's current headquarters in Minneapolis. The combined carrier would be headquartered in Atlanta. If he's trying to claim that shift makes this the worst development in aviation history, he may not get much backup from his colleagues. Senator Johnny Isakson, who, being from Georgia, strongly supports the merger, predicted that despite local concerns about job losses, most members of Congress will support the merger because they fear spreading bankruptcies. Pilots at United and Continental say they will attempt to block any merger between their carriers that fails to take employees into consideration. Airline Pilots Association Master Executive Council Chairman Captain Steve Wallach of United and Captain Jay Pierce of Continental said in a joint statement they demand to be treated fairly and equitably in a merger. Quote, pilots on both sides of a merger must be fully involved and will play a significant role in the acceptance or rejection of an attempted merger, unquote. The pilots may be in denial if they think they can stop a merger their employers now believe is a matter of survival. Analysts criticized pilot groups at Delta and Northwest for failing to settle seniority issues among themselves when they had the chance. Delta eventually reached a deal with its pilots, which will raise pay and provide stock to employees, but it's not clear how Northwest pilots will be integrated. And speaking of integration, when it comes to the combined aircraft fleet of the new Delta, the Seattle Post-Intelligencer wonders whether the deal will become a windfall for Boeing, Delta's manufacturer of choice, or for Airbus, which counted Northwest among its best customers. So far, Delta CEO Richard Anderson, who is going to oversee the merged carrier, isn't saying, quote, you are basically going to have a very balanced fleet between Boeing and Airbus, and we would expect that would be the case going forward, unquote. While there would be no real advantage in dumping perfectly good Airbus A319s, A320s, and A330 twin jets in the current Northwest fleet, that airline's thirsty prehistoric DC-9s are seen as likely candidates for replacement as soon as possible. Delta's MD-88 and 90 narrowbodies also face a questionable future in a world filled with $100 oil. The paper says many pundits agree on one prediction. Northwest has 18 Boeing 787s on order, with options for 50 more. With Delta's Anderson set to become CEO of the merged airline, it looks like a safe bet those 50 Dreamliner options will get exercised. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. The DOT has good news for bumped passengers. 2007 was a safer year, except for on-demand operations. And United is still struggling to pass on its fuel cost increases. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with Sally Crossfield Farley, daughter of the late Scott Crossfield, about the award for teachers which bears his name and how you can submit a nomination. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.